House passes Integrity Commission Act and government moving swiftly to improve Jamaica's ranking in Corruption Index. You're tuned in to House Matters. Welcome and thanks for joining us. I'm Andre Palmer. The House of Representatives on Tuesday approved the Integrity Commission Act, a bill which seeks to establish a single independent anti-corruption body to investigate and prosecute corruption in Jamaica. The body will be known as the Integrity Commission and will bring under one umbrella the operations of the Commission for the Prevention of Corruption, the former Integrity Commission, and the Office of the Contractor General. Among other responsibilities, the new Integrity Commission will monitor and investigate where necessary the award of government contracts and prescribe licenses and related matters. In opening the debate on the bill, Prime Minister Andrew Holness said the enactment of the legislation is key to efforts to meet the targets of Jamaica's economic growth agenda.
Let me emphasize the commitment of this government to fighting and eliminating corruption in this country. Accountability, transparency, and integrity are hallmarks of all self-respecting democracies, and these principles must always be promoted and upheld in furtherance of good governance, social cohesion, and economic advancement.
He adds that the establishment of a single anti-corruption body will help to improve Jamaica's ranking on the International Corruption Perception Index. Mr. Holness says the new commission will be collegial rather than having a single corruption commissioner.
It is to be noted that there will be separation of functions between these divisions, and that the Director of Corruption Prosecution will not be subject to the direction or control of any person or authority, except for the constitutional authority of the Director of Public Prosecutions established under the Constitution of Jamaica.
He adds that penalties for corruption have also been increased under the new bill.
The Commission is also to make recommendations to reduce red tape and bureaucracy in public bodies insofar as this may reduce the opportunity for corruption.
The Integrity Commission will be established as a commission of parliament and will have a specific mandate to receive complaints relating to alleged acts of corruption and to conduct the necessary investigation and prosecution accordingly.
It is important to note that this new consolidated agency, the Integrity Commission, will be stronger and more effective than all of the existing agencies. The Commission will build on the strengths of the anti-corruption institutions which it replaces. It will reduce or eliminate existing inefficiencies and ineffectiveness and safeguard against the abuse of power and authority.
Meanwhile, Prime Minister Andrew Holness says the government will be moving swiftly to address Jamaica's 14-place fall in the recent Corruption Perception Index. In the most recent report produced by Transparency International, Jamaica moved from a ranking of 69th in 2016 to 83rd this year. Mr. Holness says one of the key factors which contributed to Jamaica's downgrade was the fact that the island has been slow in passing legislation to tackle corruption. As such, the government will be taking the necessary measures to improve the country's ranking going forward, beginning with the passage of the Integrity Commission Act in the House of Representatives.
It is of critical importance that we pass this bit of legislation and work with speed and alacrity to do whatever else is necessary to show the world that Jamaica is serious about tackling corruption.
Mr. Holness says despite the fall in the corruption index, consumer and business confidence remain high. That's it for this edition of House Matters. Join us again next time for what's happening in the Houses of Parliament.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.